In our last session, we began to discuss some of the things we can do in our everyday lives to be more loving. We saw that we can say and do things which encourage and edify others, and refrain from criticism and gossip about others. There is a third thing we can do. We can discourage others from speaking evil about other people. How can we do this? Two ways. The best way is to try and change the subject, or move the discussion away from criticism or gossip. Or we can defend the person if we wish to, thus combating criticism. We have heard the expression, if you can't say anything good about a person, don't say anything at all. And no doubt we've heard it said of someone, perhaps at a memorial service after they have died, they never had a bad word to say about anyone. The question each one of us must ask ourselves is this, can these words be said about us? If not, we have some work to do in improving our loving skills. Another thing we can do is to keep confidences and not repeat to others what has been discussed, particularly things of a personal nature. There are those who think it quite normal and okay to repeat whatever is mentioned by others. This can be a very dangerous practice and may result in people being very careful about what they say in case it is repeated. It may even become a reason for others to avoid us. We spoke in an earlier session about the importance of being a good listener, but we can go further than this. We can take note of and remember what others tell us and make use of the information to show our caring and our love. Some examples. When we next meet the person, we can make sure we refer back to the things they confided to us as being significant last time we met. We can ask such questions as, how did you get along with your visit to the doctor, or whatever is appropriate? Secondly, we can look out for any information or resources which help them cope with a situation that concerned them when last we met. It might be an article in the paper or a magazine, or a sermon we hear in church, which has been taped. Thirdly, we can take note of other people's birthdays and remember them, put them in our diary or in our computer. Fourthly, we can take note and remember the names of their children and ask them how they're getting along, or details of their interests, hobbies, concerns, etc. Loving means caring and giving, giving of our interest, our time, perhaps our money and our resources on occasions. Among members of our immediate family, our spouse, our children, our parents or siblings, there are specific things we can do to increase our demonstration of love. We can always be as courteous and considerate to our kindred as we are to strangers. This may sound a little odd at first hearing, but let's think about it for a moment. How many times do we say things to our children or our spouse which we would never dream of saying to a stranger, lest we should offend them? Things such as, don't be ridiculous, that's silly, or keep quiet, not to mention even worse, like shut up, etc. It's interesting that we often seem to think that familiarity with family gives us the right to treat them and speak to them discourteously. We seem to feel we can relax with them and say just what we like. But with strangers, we feel we must be very circumspect. But you know, a case could be made that the very opposite is the truth. The more we love someone, namely our family, the more kind, gentle and considerate and courteous we ought to be. So why don't we start right now, if we haven't already done so, and treat every member of our family at least as courteously, gently and kindly as we would anyone else. As we conclude this series, let me repeat what was said at the beginning. There is nothing more important in life than to learn how to love everyone, our friends and our enemies, those who treat us well and those who don't, those whose behaviour we approve of and those whose behaviour we disapprove of. Our love must be unconditional as God's love is for us. For while we were yet sinners and his enemy, God met us in his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, and brought us home.